The Gemara says on the bottom of Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Amar Rav Dimi Dim Chayfim Yem Shechar Beis Hamikdash Nitna Nevuah Min HaNeviim VeNitna LeChachamim. So Nevuah was taken from the Neviim and given to LeChachamim. In fact, the Gemara to Chacham Lav Navi Wachikam Afi Shenitna Min HaNeviim and LeChacham Lo Nitla. Even though it was taken away from the Neviim, it was not taken away from the Chachamim. Rashi says, but the Ramaskal Hachikamar Afi Shenitna Min HaNeviim She'enim Chachamim. Even though Nevuah was taken away from the Neviim, they were not Chachamim. Chachamim Lo Nitla, but it was not taken away from the Chachamim. And the Chachamim could still have Nevuah. Now, in these words, Rashi says, "Afi shenitam neviim she'enim chachamim." L'chara, it's a peller. Rashi is saying that it used to be that during neviim there were not chachamim had Nevuah, but it wasn't taken from the chachamim. But how could it be that a navi who is not a chacham had Nevuah? The Gemara says in the Dharma, "Daf lam ches, the einak and the shvachu master shkinasay ela al chacham gibar the usher." In order to have Nevuah, you have to be a chacham. You can't have Nevuah without being a chacham. So how could Rashi say over here that there is a time that you could have a navi who is not a chacham? So I was thinking that maybe you can answer Shan and Rashi. I'll piece something the Rush writes over there in the Pirush Rush. Right? The Rush says on those words of the Gemara, Enoch and the Shvachim Asher, Shchinasa is like the Rush, Bekvias. He says Bekvias. Bekvias, like the Shvachim is not Masher, his Shchina. Unless you're a Chachim Gibar Va'asher. Sounds like from the Rush that Bederach HaRai is Shaykh. In other words, to be a Navi Kavua for that Dar, that you can't have unless you're a Chachim. But to be a Navi, there was only an Ishtalech, Lefisha, for one specific Nevuah, that you could have, even though he's not a Chacham, so it could be the Rashi holds like the Rush, and it used to be Nevi'im, they were not Chachamim, if at least a temporary Nevuah, and then Rashi is saying that nowadays it still remains by the Chachamim. So that could be the Hazan Rashi. I saw afterwards that the Ramban himself really speaks out this whole Kash and Teres. He brings Rashi and he says that Alf Mishnitim and Nevi'im, Shein Chachamim, he says, V'yesh L'Hashav, but Amina Mesachus and Darim, Enoch and Shvachim, Master Shkinas, El Chachim, Giba Vashem, Mamash, Esses Kashavim, and Darim. And then he answers, Vieshu Shiva, those who answered, Enoch and Shvachim, Master Shkinas, Belay Hefsik, El Chachim. Zdafka Belay Hefsik, you need to be a Chachim. To have a Kavua, like a permanent Nevuah, you need to be a Chachim. But with Hefsik, if it's just a one time Nevuah, that you can have, even though he is a Chachim. And that is how some are Miyash Rashi. But the Ramban says, Ein Daiti Neicha, the Ramban himself doesn't like that shot. The Ramban goes on to say a different shot, a very sadistic shot. And he says like this. He says, "Al hachi kamar afal pi shenitna nevuah nevuas hanaviim she hamara v'hachazayin nevuas hachacham she bedarach hachachma lo nitla lo yodim ha'emes ruach hakodesh she bekirbo." Dr. Ramban, we're not talking about regular nevuah over here. The regular nevuah, when you have a full-fledged nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the neviim had at the time of Tanakh, that was taken away. That we no longer have. But there's a different type of nevuah, a nevuah of chachma, that still remains. That's the nevuah of the chachamim. The Yodim Emes Ruach HaKadosh Shebekirbam. They know the Emes through the Ruach HaKadosh Shebekirbam. The question is, what does the Ramban mean? Is it Nevuah? Is it Ruach HaKadosh? Or is it Chachma? And the way the Mefarshim reminds me of the Ramban is that when a Chacham is Mechadosh B'Tayra, if he's on the proper Madrega, there's a combination. It's a Tziruf of both Chachma and Pilbul and Ruach HaKadosh. So that there's a certain Ha'ara that comes in the Shemaim. There's a certain Nitzaitz that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts in the Chacham to help him come to the Pshat in the Sugya, but then he has to develop that Nitzaitz through his Chachma, through his Kaicha Pilpul, so it's a combination of both Chachma and Nevuah, that's the Yodin Ha'emes, Baruch HaKadosh Shevikirbam, but through the Derech HaChachma. That's the Nevuah they have today. You don't have full-fledged Nevuah, but you have this Tarivus of Nevuah and Chachma, Baruch HaKadosh Shevikirbam, you could have even today, and the Mefarshim uses this to explain many different things that we find. L'mashal, the Rambam says that the Gemara says that Osniel ben Knaz was machzor mitoich popula the halachas of Moshe Misina that were nishtakech b'mei evlo shal Moshe. And the question is, how could that be? The Rambam says in the Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnah that halachas of Moshe Misina is something that you can't come to a day pilpul. You can't come to a day svara. It has to be either from a Masara. So if they forgot the Masara, how could he come to mitoich popula? But lefidas Ramban, the Achanim might be miyashiv that maybe the pshat could be that if he comes to kol kulei al pisichlei to come to it intellectually, that's not shaykh. He can't come to it in a logical way. But the chachma, the ruach hakodesh bekirbam, to have this nitzah, it's nisaira, and then you use it, you develop it with your chachma, that you could have. So about it didn't come to him mitoich ruach hakodesh mamish or mitoich nevuah, that would be labashmaim, he like the Gemara says in Temurah. But there was episode nitzah, there were some nitzahs of ruach hakodesh bekirbam that initiated the process of the Chachma, and then once that happens, he's able to come to it through the Chachma, through the Popula Shal, Asnei Ben Knaz. That is the Smadrega of Yedim Amis, Baruch HaKadosh Shebekirbam.